Thanks very much, Don Clepton. Steve Bertrand here. It is the Wintrust Business Lunch on 720 WGN. Pallavi Verma is in the newsroom, or in the studio, I should say, Senior Managing Director of the Midwest at Accenture. Pallavi, welcome to the Wintrust Business Lunch.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Okay, so let's just start first about power, because Crane says you are one of the 50 most powerful women in business in the city of Chicago. What does that feel like? Flex a little muscle here.
It's humbling when you look at the amazing group of people that are on that list. Yeah. So I think power for me is about influence and being able to influence others, help other people be successful. So that's kind of how I define power.
Tell me about the study you did, Getting to Equal 2019, that Accenture did. Interesting to me that it's about equality in the workplace, which isn't necessarily diversity in the workplace.
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting piece of research I found. And I think what it does is actually focus on how the culture of equality drives innovation. And if you think about why innovation is so important today in this world, I saw a recent statistic about the S&P 500, and companies were on the S&P 500 historically for 60 years. Now it's under 20 years.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well,
so,
why is that?
Well, because I think companies are being disrupted, right? There's M&A, and then there's disruption. They fall off. They don't succeed, things like that. So I think that being innovative is really important right now in this day and age.
And when we talk about equality, as I understand it, there probably are more than one factor, but the thing that resonated with me was the idea that that anyone can advance, that you have opportunity there.
Yes.
Is that
the... Yeah, I think that's right. So it's equality is about creating an environment where everybody can equally succeed.
Right.
Right. And the research shows that 95% of people business leaders believe that innovation is important. 76% of business leaders believe they're creating an environment of innovation. Only 42% of employees actually believe
that. So the bosses think they're doing a better job of it than the employees.
Yeah.
Who's the final judge on that? I guess it would be the employees.
I think the employees. I know it's a classic disconnect between bosses and employees about what bosses think and what employees think.
Right.
But I think I view it as an opportunity.
And how do you measure the increase in, you view it as an opportunity if the bosses say, hey, I'm a little disconnected here?
I view it as an opportunity for companies to do something about it so that they can be more innovative.
How do they do something about it?
I think there's a couple of things they can do to create an environment of equality. And that is really around having flexible work arrangements, creating training, allowing people to work from home, and respecting what I'd call work-life balance. And why are those important? Because it allows each person to bring their best self to work, which I think then translates to being able to be innovative.
Are there guidelines for this, textbooks for this, or does it just sort of have to be organic?
I think there's certainly guidelines for how to create more flexible work arrangements, training. I think there's lots of companies that are doing great jobs at that. For example, for us, we've done, last year we spent close to $1 billion on training our own people.
Wow.
And that is really an important investment in our people.
And training your own people, are you retraining your own people, or are you training your people for new things?
I think it's training people for new things.
Yeah.
Retraining on old things, we see the pace of change happening so fast, it has to be new things.
So that's equality. How does diversity, how is diversity not equality, but a component of equality?
I think that diverse, there's a couple things. One is that you want diversity in your workplace. There's many statistics around why diversity of thinking is good for a business. So a lot of places have kind of followed that and said, okay, now I have a diverse workplace. So this is the next step in that, right? Which is, okay, now you have a bunch of diversity.
Right.
Now create an environment where everybody actually feels equally able to contribute.
You know, I've been doing this show for, I don't know how long, 4 or 5 years or so. And I've learned a lot. And that's one of the things I learned. I used to think, as a white guy, I used to think diversity was about fairness, not about increased productivity or creativity, and the fact of different voices benefiting the company. I mean, that's something that I think is lost maybe on a lot of white guys out there, or at least was a few years ago.
Yeah, and there's a lot of great statistics that say companies that have diverse leadership, as an example, perform better. And there's, you know, longitudinal statistics around the performance of those companies.
So how do you measure the creativity of a company? I mean, that if this equality is there, how do you measure that one company is doing better creatively than another company?
I think it's all about the results, right? If you go back to the fact that every company at this point, given the pace of change in technology and digital transformation, everybody needs to be creative and be thinking about how are they transforming their company in order to survive. So I think it comes down to just basic performance of a company. You cannot succeed in this world, I believe, if you're not continuing to innovate and be creative.
Pallavi Verma is the Senior Managing Director of the Midwest at Accenture. Thanks for coming by today. I appreciate it. I enjoyed it.
Thanks for having me.